Welcome to Weight Loss Made Simple. I'm Dr. Stacey Heimberger, a physician and advanced certified weight loss coach. If you're on a mission to not only lose weight, but also transform your health and wellness, you've landed in the perfect spot. Forget about restrictive, trendy diets. We're cutting through the noise and zeroing in on two fundamental pillars that will empower you to achieve lasting weight loss. So if you're ready to transform your life, let's dive in. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I want to ask you a question. Are bubble baths just not cutting it anymore? Look, I'm a huge fan of self-care. I think it is one of the two pillars of successful weight loss. I think it's so important for just your emotional wellness, but a bath might not be cutting it. Everyone loves to think about self-care as a bubble bath. Now, baths have their place, okay? And they are relaxing, and it might be really what sort of hits your button, but maybe it doesn't. So I wanted to take this episode just to talk about what are some other ways that we can take care of ourselves and maybe give you some ideas of stuff that you hadn't thought of before. If your brain immediately goes to, let's put some candles up and drink a glass of wine in the bathtub. I just want to expand your mind that there might be other ways that we can take care of ourselves. I like to think of the bubble bath as sort of a surface level indulgence, right? And so that's one sort of easy breezy thing we can do. But there are other things we can do, right? So if that's like a physical self-care, we can do mental self-care. We can do emotional self-care. So maybe that's where we meditate. Maybe we journal. Maybe we go talk with a friend and just get some stuff off of our chest. Maybe we go get a coach or go to therapy. Maybe that's our mental self-care. In addition to sort of our bath as physical self-care, maybe it's our mindful movement that we're doing. Maybe it's going out and taking a walk. Maybe it's going to bed early. And then maybe we need some creative outlets. Maybe that's self-care for you. Maybe it's using that other side of your brain. So maybe that's painting or writing or music. I have a beautiful client who used to write music. She used to write songs, and she was having a self-care weekend with her ladies and came back just so energized. She wrote a song. Like, isn't that amazing? I love that so much. When we really own that self-care is important, it really just changes your outlook on everything, not just weight loss or wellness. But I know that when I am intentionally scheduling my self-care, I'm nicer to everyone all week, honestly. I'm not always the nicest, I'll tell you the truth. But if I know I have something scheduled on the books for self-care, it's not just that day that I feel better or just afterwards I feel better. It's the anticipation of it that makes me feel better. So I asked ChatGPT to tell me some unusual options for self-care. And some of these were kind of fun. So I just wanted to share them. Forest bathing. I immediately got a visual of that. Going into the woods and finding a place to soak. Technically, that's still a bath, but it's a different sensory experience for sure. Laughter yoga, sound therapy, cryotherapy, nice cold plunge, good stuff. Aerial yoga, all kinds of dancing. Maybe you want to take a belly dancing class or a pole dancing class, right? Sensory deprivation experience. I've never done that, but I'm intrigued. So if you guys have done it, please, you need to tell me because I'm very intrigued as to what that would be like. Maybe we go horseback riding. Maybe we go take a new art class. I actually just found out there's a place by me that does glass blowing sessions. So you can go learn something new. A silent retreat might be hard for me, I'll be honest. This might be my favorite that ChatGPT came up with. I think it knows me too well. A chocolate meditation. Now, this is a weight loss podcast, but a piece of dark chocolate is usually in my protocol for myself at least a couple of times a week. So what if you took that and really did a meditative experience around it? What would that look like? So I would love to know what other types of self-care you guys are into, if there's anything unusual. I have a lot of people with the misconception that self-care is selfish. And I just want to tell you, it's not. number one. But there's such good research behind this, of taking this time and sort of filling your cup up so that you can perform at your best. And that means not only like performing your best at work. If we take that day off of work for that rest and self-care, we're a little more productive when we come back. We might even be a little bit more productive the day before we go, trying to get stuff wrapped up, right? So by taking that self-care, we're more productive. By taking that self-care moment at home, we can be more engaged with our family, with our loved ones. I know that if I have something planned on the books, like I said, I look forward to it all week. And then I feel restored that day. And then I am better able to take care of the people in my life, including myself. For my athletes that are listening, we give ourselves rest days. Any training program that you've ever looked up in your life has a rest day built in. And I want you to think of this as the same thing. Now, maybe we don't have a full day to take off, or maybe we don't have 2 hours to forage out into the forest and find a place to take a forest bath. But I heard this very interesting statistic. They were talking about LeBron James, who has played at just such a high level for so long. And I'm paraphrasing. And if someone has heard this and I'm not saying it exactly right, here's my disclaimer. I might not be saying it exactly right. But the overall concept is he's learned to maximize these micro breaks, right? So the idea is that like he knows when a TV timeout's coming, so he'll get off the floor so that he'll be able to extend that already scheduled break just a little bit longer. And he does this periodically throughout the game. And so for his total minutes played, he's really strategic in when he takes these rests, when he takes these micro breaks. And so I've been exploring this concept with some of my clients who might not have a ton of time to devote to self-care every day. We still try and get a nice block in at some point during the week. But there's no reason we can't LeBron James our schedule a little bit and start thinking about taking these micro breaks. So what that might mean is maybe we take ourselves off camera for that Zoom call for the last 5 minutes and we get up and we stretch and we walk around. Maybe that means that like if we're scheduling the meetings are now 50 minutes instead of 60 and we go take a break for 10 minutes. We do a small meditation. We do a tapping app. You could do a small tapping session. You could just go for a walk. You could stretch. Nice cold glass of water. Anything to fit these micro breaks into your day. Not only will it help restore you a little bit, there's tons of research that you'll be a little more productive and get your things done a little bit sooner. Nobody likes to take work home, right? So it seems counterintuitive that if we take a 10-minute break at 1 o'clock, we won't have to take an hour's worth of work home. But that's exactly what happens. So it's just another example of, you know, self-care doesn't have to be a bath. Self-care can be anything we need it to be. And if we don't have huge blocks of time to commit to it, that doesn't make it not important. It means we need to find these micro breaks that we can take to give ourselves this little bit of self-care throughout the day. Just like our little micro exercise that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, this mindful movement, all the minutes add up. It's the same idea. So throughout your day, you can find these micro breaks for self-care. They can add up, leaving you feeling a little less drained by the end of the day. It's really going to help with some of that nighttime overeating. And then I really like, you got to put this on your schedule first. You need to have some sort of thing just for you. When I plan my week and when I help my clients that I coach plan their week, I ask them, like, what are our priorities, right? So outside of work, work's going on our schedule, whether we want it to or not, right? So besides work, what are our other priorities? We want to make sure we have time for our significant other. We want to have time for ourselves, time for our kids, maybe time for maybe other family, friends. And we need to look at our week and sort of spread the love, right? Our kids don't necessarily need something from us special every single day of the week. We need something special for them, something special for our significant other, something special for us. So even if we're doing an amazing job, with our micro breaks, we still need to schedule something for ourselves during the week, at least once a week. If that just feels like too much, maybe once every other week, give yourself an hour out of every 2 weeks. I think that's a bare minimum here, and you shouldn't feel guilty for doing it. That's a ridiculously small amount of time. But you should be able to take an hour for yourself to do something restorative that feels good for you at least once every 2 weeks. I think you should be able to do that multiple times a week and the micro breaks and delegate some stuff you don't want to do to somebody else to give yourself more time for micro breaks or more time for more hour long breaks or 2 hour long breaks, whatever it is. Maybe it's a long weekend. Maybe you just need to take yourself on a staycation. I don't know. Let me know what you need to restore, what your technique is, what your self-care is beyond taking a bubble bath. And if you want to just yell at me and tell me a bubble bath is like 10 out of 10 the best, that's fine too. But there's all different ways to do this. No one way is correct. We have to find something that works for us, because us being less burnt out by the end of the day and less burnt out dreading Monday, this is all going to help us be our best selves. It's going to help us stop nighttime overeating, stop stress eating. It's going to help us just take immaculate care of ourselves, which leads to weight loss. All right. I hope this was helpful. I will talk to you guys next week. Please share with a friend if you found anything good in this podcast. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember, weight loss can be simple if you focus on mindfulness and self-care. If you're ready to jumpstart your weight loss journey, visit me at www.sugarfreemd.com/2pound. That's the number 2 and the word pound. Schedule a free 2-pound plan call. We'll work together to create a personalized plan for you to lose 2 pounds in 1 week. Until then, see you in the next episode.